Okay, there we go. All done. I can put my hands down now. Thank you for using the hands. It helps me get a sense. So let me just quickly do a quick bring back together. In, I hope you've got those seven, Gina. Three, two, one. Boom.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, yay. So, okay, great. Well done, everybody. Getting through that one. Let me just put you back on mute again. There we go. Good. Oh, well done, Claire. Put yourself back in the group. Perfect. So, I just want to take a moment for you guys just to check in. I know that mine were very, very different to Mandy's. I'm curious, what your experience was. And just if there's anything you'd like to share or any questions at this point, this is a good chance to do it. So use the number one if you'd like to share anything or ask any questions at this point before we move on. Jean has gone straight in. Let me give you the mic, Jean. Yeah, go ahead.
Always an interesting exercise to look at the comparison of like positive energy and negative energy around the subject of money. Because if I look at my seven words, if I mash them all together, I absolutely live in that energy right now as a collective, when it comes to money. And I would say out of the seven, one of them is a positive and the rest are deemed as negative, if you like, and they're all confused and all over the place. So, and it's just interesting because what it's bubbled to the surface is a collection of words that absolutely describe how it is in the energy most days when I get out of bed and face the day. Money is never not an issue, So it's interesting to look
Yeah.
at it on paper.
Well, that's a great point. It's one of the things about doing it this way, and I can kind of call it energy mapping. You map the different aspects because we do tend to reduce it, and that's when we step out and look a bit wider. That's the wholeness thing. As you look at these issues more from a wholeness perspective and drop the judgment about positive or negative, you get a wider picture, and then when you get distinct about that, it becomes useful to move the whole without judging the parts, so to speak. So that's a great share. And again, one, like in a way, using the term positive and negative, like you had one in quotes positive and Mandy had one in quotes negative, and the rest, that's a subjective judgment. But again, it is not that it needs to be a certain way. It's just mapping out the energies as you experience, perceive them, and can
Yeah.
connect with them in the moment. So good job. Thanks for that, G. Awesome. Okay, a couple of the hands. I'll quickly take these. Michelle, you were next. Let me give you the mic. Yeah, Michelle, what did you want to share?
Right. Basically, when I'm thinking about money, how to explain it. Just recently, I found out, as you know, that my dad died, and my dad was he was a publican, and his view on money is that he would count the money at the end of the day, and I would hear him counting all the coppers and the change, and all of the words that have come up, barring one, are all negative, and I'm quite surprised. But not surprised, but the word dirty has come up quite a lot. So I'm feeling a little bit anxious why the word dirty has come up. But yeah, I can see where it's come from. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is that my view on money, or am I thinking about how I feel about money as to how my dad felt about money?
Well, again, one of the things the mind wants to do is try and second guess what's going on, and then it can sort of contain it and control it. So, firstly, just to relax, it's okay, and words like that come up. I mean, mine were terrible. I don't think I had any positive ones. There was one that seemed positive, but it actually wasn't in that way. So, and again, what we're doing today is we're going to look at the whole picture. We're going to get down to what that comes in its wholeness, and then we're going to transform the lot. And it's interesting you mention your dad as well, because I mean, my mum came up very strongly, especially in the having money one. I've got very strong images of of my mum and her energy around having money. And so that's quite normal that we'll pick up, you know, our projections are often hand-me-down projections from other people anyway, or they, you know, but in NPA, the great thing is you don't need to know all that stuff. You can just let it be what it is, and then we'll do something with it. But that's a good share, Michelle. And it's okay also just to feel, you know, it can be tender, and that's really okay too. It's really welcome here. And we'll go through this step by step, and it'll, we're getting it to NPA a whole lot as well, which will always make it feel, you know, let it move, which is that what always feels better. So thank you for that, and stay with it. We'll move on.
Okay.
Quick share from Charlotte, and then we'll crack on. Yeah, Charlotte.
No, I just wanted to share that I'm sure this is kicking up a lot of stuff, although I'm not having like big feeling wins or anything, because I'm just noticing resistance, like my mind going, oh, yeah, you're not feeling, oh, you're not doing this right, or those words are no good, and they're not the same words describing the energy that you were feeling when you did it, because that doesn't match, and, you know, stuff like that. And then even things I wrote was like, how can I smell it when I don't have any money to smell? And it was like, it's all negative, the stuff I've come out with. And I'm really kind of quite, I think it's quite cool that I've been paired with Mandy, who says things like, you know, she had a much more positive sort of thing. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. But my mind is just sort of resisting and picking and going, oh, this isn't working. And you're getting it all wrong and the words are wrong. And I can just hear that, and I'm just writing it down anyway, you know, doing it anyway. And
It's the nature of the mind. I mean, generally that's what it tends to do, especially if you start uncovering stuff that it doesn't want you to find. The great parable, I love the biblical parable of, you know, Jesus in the desert, although it's also true of Buddha sat and let all the demons come rushing. Jesus sat in the desert for, I don't know, was it 40 days and 40 nights when the devil came? That they're all, in a sense, metaphors for how, you know, the mind comes along when you're in your, when you just let it be and come into your stillness, then it rushes in to try and pull you away and go, no, don't look under that cover. It's wrong. You're bad. You did it wrong. You know, can I tempt you to just slightly change what first popped out? Because, you know, we don't quite want you getting it there. We've made it make no sense, because that would make no sense. And now you're just, you know, so it goes on and on and on. So relax with it. I know you do anyway. You're just letting it be, noticing the mind, and that's a brilliant thing. Awesome.